Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I am not going anywhere. I am still here. God bless. Thank God. You guys are wonderful. You guys allow me to still do what I do. But you know how we talk about medical headlines and sports headlines and all that? Well, there's some radio headlines. And one of the biggest radio headlines today is my network, with whom I've been with for, I think, 12, 13 years. Basically, helped me get through puberty, if we could analogize in terms of my radio career, is going to be transitioning and closing down. And so me and multiple other hosts are going to be transitioning to new networks. And I just have to say, Genesis Communications Network, my network, and everybody I work with, oh my God, they're family. Being with them for as long as I have been in radio, the only other person, my parent, I would probably say would be Kadon, my affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I've been with them all 15 years. So they changed my diapers. But when we had to transition from XM, when there was that break with, I think, Clear Channel and XM, iHeart took us on and introduced us to Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson. And my first conversation with Ted Anderson was, you could tell my voice was squeaky. You could tell my hormones were raging. You could tell I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm saying, look, to syndicate me, how does this work? And he and the GCN team, who I've been working with over a decade, just made it so seamless and flawless. And so even though my show is going on, and this isn't about me still being on it, where else am I going to go? I mean, no one in TV is going to hire this. So obviously I'm still in radio. We want to make sure all our affiliates, we want to make sure all our listeners will still be able to get the show, still be able to have access to me. I'm not going anywhere. It fascinates me, though, all the pieces. Now, I mean, I've always been overwhelmed by what these networks do, whether it's radio, television. Look at what hospitals do. After running my own medical practice, there's a lot of working pieces. You think in medical practice, it's just you and the patient, and nothing else exists. It's all easy. No, you got the insurance, you got the pharmacy, you got the radiology, you got the staff. There's so many working parts to making something like this go. And so, my producers, Jason, Daniel, Brad, George, George has been the backbone of this show. Ted Anderson, everybody at GCN, not to mention all our affiliates, in order to make something like this work, there's thousands of parts, if not more. And so while this transition happens, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going anywhere. This is, it's luckily there's so many people that have been calling and reaching out saying, we'll make this transition easy. And so, but it's, you know, we use this phrase, the show must go on. The show, you know, something in show business that's always been the show must go on. And that means something different to everybody. I mean, to me, that has always meant who cares if you broke a leg? Who cares if you have menstrual cramps? Who cares if your ratings are low? I'm not speaking just about, well, maybe I am. Maybe this is me. You know, the show, you just keep going. Martin Luther King's, one of his famous quotes is where, you know, if you can't run, you walk. If you can't walk, you crawl. But you just keep going. And I'm sorry if I'm misquoting him, but it's so insightful. The show must go on. Things always seem to work out. You know, and sometimes when one chapter closes, a new chapter opens and it's even bigger and better. I have been so blessed in my life that every time I had to close a chapter or I transitioned to something, it always worked out. It just, when we're talking about your family, like Genesis Communications Network, it makes you get a little misty and sad and, you know, cause I didn't realize how much these guys were in my life. Lee, you know, that just, Adam, they've been so, they've been my brothers. Yeah, they're my family. And, you know, for them, I want to apologize to them because, you know, taking me through puberty of this radio show probably was not very easy. You know, I didn't have a lot of mood swings, but boy, was I grumpy some days. And you know, and so, you know, for those of you that do have a favorite radio show, I'm assuming it's not mine. I'm assuming, you know, there's a better show out there than mine. But hopefully I'm on your top 10 list. But, you know, for those of you that do have a podcast you love, a radio show, a network, a doctor, a teacher, reach out. Let them know that you're still there because that's what keeps it going. You know, if let's say your show is you are a marketing genius and you have this one job that doesn't appreciate you, another job blows you off, the show must go on. Don't let anybody extinguish your flame. You keep that show going. You know, in terms of your marketing ability or your teaching ability or your medicine. And I've seen people where they are rock stars in what they do and things happen and they let that event that happens stop them. You know, like a breakup. When somebody dumps you, do you stop dating?
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a nurse has dropped out of the Trump jury, saying she can't be impartial. Good for her. Glad somebody's honest. And we talk about impartiality and biasness. We all have certain biases. We all have issues with being impartial. We think we're not going to be. But if you put in front of me a piece of chocolate cake or a banana, I am as biased. I'm going to want that chocolate cake. Banana's done. No. No banana for me. I just want the chocolate cake. If you're going to tell me that I could get season tickets to the Dallas Cowboys or to the Packers, it's going to be the Cowboys. Right? We all have certain biases, preferences. It may be for our religion, our kids. Now, when there are two kids, one my son and another random child, and I get asked, who would I want to live with?
the random child, of course. I'm sick of living with my son. No. Okay. I got to live with my son. But we have biases. We have, it happens. And so when they've been doing this jury selection process, I think they've only secured 7 thus far. And you have somebody that goes, no, I have a completely clean slate. In fact, I think some of the jurors said they don't even watch the news. Really? I think one juror is a lawyer who says he doesn't watch the news. Anybody in any profession that is pretty, needs to be pretty well versed on what's going on, has to be aware of current events. And I really beg the question, can anybody be impartial on this jury? Now, you could have somebody say, oh, no, I'm going to really work hard. I'm going to empty out years of how I felt during the Trump presidency and years of how I've been feeling in the Biden presidency. I'm going to throw it all out. And I am going to look at this very honestly. Now, there are people that can do that. I mean, you can, if you really put your mind to it, saying, I am going to really just look at the facts. But we have seen time and time again, people called judges, where they will use their left-leaning or right-leaning bias. And a judge is supposed to do just that. A judge is supposed to say, I don't care. I don't care if you're wearing red or blue. I'm going to look at the facts. I could show how the facts were. No. Instead, we have been seeing from some people manipulation of the facts. And it blows my mind that you have right-leaning judges and left-leaning judges. And I get that there's bias and impartiality, but your job, the one person on this planet that is supposed to look at facts and make an impartial ruling, where you don't choose one or the other, and not being partial, I've been using that word a lot because I hope I didn't say it wrong earlier. We've seen judges not be impartial. That's scary stuff. So, interestingly, I don't really know if we're getting the whole story, but one of the jurors was a nurse, and she was dismissed, saying she basically slept on it, and she said she had doubts about her ability to be fair. Let me see. I don't know if we have her name. Hold on. The juror was among 7 people so far selected. Judge Juan Merchan told the court that the juror had conveyed after sleeping on it overnight, she had concerns about her ability to be fair and impartial. The woman was then brought to court and asked by the judge to explain herself. She said, yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone, questioning my identity as a juror. I don't believe at this point I could be fair and unbiased and let the outside influence not affect my decision making in the courtroom. Judge said, I'm sorry you went through that, and excused her. So maybe what happened is she was excited. She told people, although I think you're supposed to kind of keep it quiet. And then everybody thinks they're preaching to the choir. Where, oh yeah, you're all thinking like I do, I'm pro-Trump or I'm against Trump or whatever. And she probably got a little taste and maybe a shellacking from her family. What are you kidding me? You're actually entertaining the idea of being in the sham trial? Or you better do your job and do him in. And, you know, maybe that's just too much pressure for somebody. Maybe they took a look at how long the process was going to be. Now, maybe one of the family members said, you know, we have that bridal shower and we have this trip and we have this. Are you sure? Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know. And also, you don't get paid a lot, you know, to be a juror. I'm sure everybody wants to be on this case because, you know, they get to be around the president and they get to possibly have book deals. But, you know, good for her to come out and be honest. Now, people ask, are doctors impartial? Well, they're supposed to be. I told you I had a patient walk in to the ER when I was on shift. Big swastika tattooed to his chest. I saved his life. That's my job. Who knows? Maybe he was held down and somebody forced him to have that tattoo. Maybe he was on drugs and didn't know what he was doing. I'm not going to judge anybody. My job is to do my job, heal people, save their lives, and I'm proud of it. You could have a lapse in judgment and do something or say something. We don't judge you. Only God judges. We're not supposed to judge you and then make decisions based on something that might not be your full character. Would there be people I date again? No. Would there be people I work with? No. And that's okay. But in terms of in medicine, if any of my enemies, and I don't really have a lot, because I forgive everybody. I'll never forget, but I don't think I'm in any discord with anybody right now. I think I love everybody right now. But if there was somebody that hurt me that came to me as a patient, I'm going to fix you. That's just what I do. That's what I'm trained to do. But are there biases with doctors? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, we're trying to, clamp down on some of the stuff that's happening in medical schools where you're hearing students brag about mistreating people based on who they are. Remember, there was that one student who graduated, I think it was Toro in New York, and went on to residency, was bragging about how now she could write prescriptions to Jews that could kill them or whatever. I mean, sadly, there are people that slip through the cracks. Look at that anesthesiologist that was making IV bags that ended up killing a partner and killing multiple people. And he just got sentenced. So a bias is there. And, having a bias and not realizing you have it, but understanding it, owning it, and saying, I'm going to make sure it doesn't affect me, is how, the right way to address it. I mean, if somebody has unprotected sex and they come in and now they have a pregnancy and they want to keep the baby and they want to give the baby proper medical care, any doctor's response should be, I'm here to help. Not, well, what were you doing sleeping around? What were you doing? You should have used a condom. No, we don't go there. That's another reason why when I saw that BS from some doctors, well, if you're not vaccinated, I'm not taking care of you. During the whole COVID vaccine mandate debacle. Really? If somebody chooses not to vaccinate, we still take care of them. If somebody chooses to smoke, if somebody chooses to eat fast food, if somebody chooses to ride a motorcycle, if somebody chooses to run a marathon without getting cardiac testing first, it doesn't matter. We take care of them. So for those individuals that are trying to get on this jury, don't lie, don't BS. Okay, you have not only a defendant whose case rides on this, but also the future of America. I mean, if anybody thinks this is a witch hunt, it just redefines what kind of a democracy America has. And when you have a presidential candidate who is actually polling higher than our current president and over half the country supporting him, and there's this, we're going to do him in, it's not a good look for America. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I have rarely seen falter is the 911 emergency number. You call 911, somebody answers. Now, I remember years ago I was put on hold a couple times, but I rarely call 911, so maybe I need to do that and see what happens. Well, apparently people who try calling 911 in the last 24 hours, some of them couldn't because it was an outage of 911. The provider Lumen blames it on the installation of a light pole. Several states apparently had 911 outages. Lumen is a company that supports some of the 911 systems. They said on April 17th, some customers in Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska experienced an outage due to a third-party company installing a light pole unrelated to our services. So the outage was reported in Texas as well. And it lasted less than 3 hours. people worked hard to fix it. Thank God they did. Well done. And service has been largely restored as of this morning. Some are urging residents in need of assistance to either text 911 or call using a landline. Cities like Sioux Falls, Rapid City, South Dakota, Las Vegas, they should be back up. I'm not sure about Del Rio, Texas, Douglas and Chase County, Nebraska, but, you know, what the hell happened here? So I've spoken about our vulnerabilities, and trust me, bad actors can very easily watch these vulnerabilities and capitalize on them. And our disabling our 911 system should be almost impossible to do. But if something like a light pole, and I don't know if that's the full story or what the heck is going on with that, can cause service to be disrupted, that's pretty dangerous. And you know, I'm not trying to be this big conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but, and I know I watch a lot of movies, but our ability to dial somebody in an emergency. And by the way, kudos to this whole design. You could be at home. You could be on your cell phone. You call 911. And there will be first responders. I don't know how quickly. It depends on where you live. And it depends on if they're staffed or not. But there will be a first responder that more often than not will get to you. And will transport you or protect you. Depending on what you need. This is a system, though, that many people rely on, and it works really, really well when it doesn't get overloaded. If there is a major emergency, multiple people call in 911, there's only so much, obviously, they could do. There's only so many hands on deck. I've been asked, you know, during the Harvest 91 festival shooting and, you know, when we have these events where there's an emergency, people will say, well, I won't call 911 because I'm sure somebody else did. Or you'll see an accident on the side of the road. I would say go ahead and call. Because you don't know if everybody else is thinking the same thing. If somebody sees something bad happening and they think, well, somebody else is on it. No, I would. Also, the volume of 911 calls helps sometimes justify and validate what could be going on. And so 911 does want the calls. If they want you to get off the phone because they need to clear the line, do so. Do what the 911 operator tells you to. If they want you to stay on the phone so they could walk you through CPR or walk you through what needs to be done in a medical emergency, you need to do that. Wasn't there one case where somebody was about to be killed by her husband, called 911, and the 911 operator blew it off? It rarely happened, rarely. But, you know, we spoke about how to speak to a 911 operator because they get calls jokers and, you know, people trying to mess with them all the time. And so these 911 operators, God bless them, they have to discern, one, if it's a fake call, if it's a hack, or two, you know, how to calm you down, get the information law enforcement or first responders need, and then convey some of that medical training or convey what to do in these situations. And that's a lot. I don't know how anybody could be a lifelong 911 operator. I think it would weigh on you so much. I mean, look at the burnout rate of ER doctors and nurses. Can you imagine being a 911 operator where how many times a day you're getting calls? But we just cannot let our system be this vulnerable. So we'll find out more information, hopefully, as to why. But we got vulnerabilities. And if there are malicious outages, we could be screwed. Over 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two hunters have become the first Americans to die from the zombie deer disease. Apparently, they ate infected venison. And there was a study that looked at the exposure to the chronic wasting disease that has occurred in some deer, leaves the deers confused, drooling, unafraid of humans. It's not necessarily rabies, but can act similar to it because it's affecting the brain. But a new study says that this deer disease can infect humans. We call it a zoonotic disease when a disease that affects animals can hit humans. And a new study said that two hunters in 2022 got deer zombie disease after eating contaminated venison. One was a 72-year-old man who suffered rapid onset of confusion and agitation, as well as seizures. His condition quickly deteriorated, and he died within a month. Now, he was diagnosed with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Creutzfeldt-Jakob is a brain-wasting condition that was compared to mad cow disease. Instead of it being in cows, it's a prion that affects humans. They're called, there are certain proteins that do not fold in the correct shape. And they could unfortunately travel throughout the central nervous system, leaving deposits, affect brain tissues and organs. But we can't really use antibiotics because they're not bacteria. They're not really viruses either. Then the hunter's friend also died. We don't really have a lot of details. It was published in the journal Neurology. But researchers in Texas spoke to multiple news outlets. Daily Mail is reporting this, and I'm reading this from Daily Mail right now. But, you know, hunters eating infected meat, this is obviously very, very scary because, you know, if you've ever hunted, there's a little bit of a ritual you do. Some of it includes the raw blood of the animal. And I'm telling you right now, you got to be careful. We do not know for sure if these people died from raw venison or venison that wasn't necessarily treated or cooked properly. And, you know, I look at it kind of similar to rabies, where it's something that will affect the brain, cause very similar type of and maybe some of these deer are easier to hunt because if they're not really afraid of humans, they're not going to run at the first sight of seeing you. They may be like, all right, I'll take you on. Well, and I'm not saying that's a sign that it's an infected deer, but it's something you need to think about. So it was nicknamed zombie deer disease because it causes parts of the brain to slowly degenerate into a spongy consistency. Animals will stare blankly, will drool, and we don't really have treatment for it. There's no vaccines, and from what we understand, it is 100% fatal to the deer. In terms of how a human could get it, in terms of how you know, it could later spread to humans, we don't know. All we know is we are presuming that two hunters died from this. So be careful when you're out there. Avoid direct contact. Avoid saliva, blood, urine. Antler, velvet, you know, when they shed. And, you know, anytime anybody has a deer on their farm or in their territory, to test them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are looking to maybe start Adderall or ADHD medication. And I always like to ask the why. Maybe it's the journalist in me, maybe it's the doctor in me, but you know what? Why do you think you have attention deficit? And many people say, well, I can't get through my job. I get tired. I want the energy. I want to focus. And so I ask, well, when is it? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? They go, no, I'm good in the morning, but it's the afternoon. I can't get through the afternoon. Now, for me, too, my afternoon, not like my morning. My morning, I am chipper and ready to go. And the afternoon, I'm like, oh, I can watch some Friends reruns, or I can take a nap, or I can, you know. And I'm, from 2 to 5, I am probably the least active, motivated, efficient
I don't have a lot of efficiency from 2 to 5 p.m. I still work and I can still get stuff done. But you got to be careful. I don't want people going on ADHD medication when they need to then go to bed a few hours later to be able to get up in the morning. We need to really identify what this midday slump is. Now, in many countries, I've seen this in Europe and Middle East and other countries, after lunch, people take a nap. They'll eat, they'll take a nap. So their lunch hour is actually expanded to 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. And then they're back open till later in the evening. So morning open, longer lunch area, time to sleep, take your nap, eat, whatever. And naps, I'm mixed on. If you're tired and you need a nap, you nap. But I always like to know, why do you need a nap? Do you need a nap because you aren't sleeping at night? Because of the pets, or you're next to somebody who snores, or you have sleep apnea? Is it that you're tired because you have a thyroid condition? Is it because you drink so much caffeine in the morning that in the afternoon, when it starts to wear off, you get that rebound fatigue? These are things we need to know and we need to figure out. And the midday slump is a very, very common occurrence. Why does it occur? Well, back in caveman days, people would wake up, and when you woke up, it wasn't really a big breakfast time. You might eat a little bit to get some energy, but, and I bring up caveman days because it's as close to what our bodies were built to do. We've changed things with first breakfast and second breakfast, like in Lord of the Rings, and brunch, and high tea, and low tea, and but in caveman days, you would get up, you might take a little milk, get something in you, but you had to function. When you got up, you had to work. Once those morning duties were done, you're like, I'm hungry. And you eat. And you would eat a lot. Or, I mean, if you had that access to food. When you eat like that, your body wants to digest it. We have the sympathetic and then the parasympathetic system we've talked about on the show. Sympathetic is your flight or fright response where you need to bust a move and run and get the hell out of Dodge if a zebra's coming after you or whatever. But your parasympathetic system kicks in when your sympathetic system is not, so you could relax, you could digest your food. You're not going to be digesting food well if you're running track. You know, or running from a robber, or I don't know, somebody chasing you. But when you're resting and your parasympathetic system kicks in, that's when you could digest your food, prepare some urine, poop, things like that. So the larger your lunch meal, the more tired you might be because your body doesn't want you running around. Your body wants to digest the food and metabolize the food properly. So one thing you could do to minimize that midday slump is don't be eating such a big meal. I would rather you eat smaller meals and a healthier breakfast than skipping breakfast, eating at noon, and then by 2 p.m. you're ready for a nap. You also have to watch your sugar intake. Sugar makes you tired. We go to sugar to wake ourselves up. Trust me, if there was a brownie at work or a donut, I would be like, I'm good. And then I'd be kind of doing the dance, like, oh, yeah, you know, brownie. And then I would eat it, and I would feel good maybe for 20, 30 minutes, but an hour or two later, you're tired. Okay? If you are going to eat, eat healthy, eat balanced. Because, you know, to digest sugar and having your insulin kick in and all that, that's a process that is going to require you to go into the parasympathetic system and is going to, more so than not, and you're gonna get more fatigued. Another thing, if you have that midday slump, is really look at your sleep the night before. You could do sleep studies at home now. You don't necessarily have to go into a facility and get into your, you know, a pair of pajamas when you're used to sleeping naked, because they don't let you sleep naked in these tests. You don't have to be in your pajamas and have everybody watch you when you sleep and be hooked up. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. And there are monitors that can evaluate if you're waking up or if your oxygen is dropping. So if your oxygen is dropping and you're not sleeping well, yeah, by midday, you're going to be pretty tired. You also really have to look at what you're doing for caffeine. If you are to wake up in the morning, you know, hitting a whole bunch of caffeine, well, that caffeine wears off after 4, 5, 6 hours. So maybe spread that caffeine out. Say, I'm going to have a little bit now, Then maybe in a couple hours, I'll have the rest of my coffee. Maybe I'll start my second cup of coffee around 1 p.m. Maybe kind of spread it out. Another thing is, let's look at your activities. All right. I am a morning person, and I get everything done in the morning. Then I get a little tired in the afternoon, and then I wake back up in the evening. Well, what if I put some of my most exciting things for the day in that afternoon? So let's say there's a meeting you're really looking forward to. Don't do the meeting at 8 a.m. Do the meeting at 2. Now, we don't like to do that because we want us fresh. We want us sparky and perky. But, you know, maybe it's because 2 to 5 is the boring stuff of the day. Yeah, it's funny. Every time I had to teach a class, if it was an afternoon class, I was good. I was excited. I loved being around the students. And my energy stayed up. But if I had a morning class or whatever, or I just had to do meetings in the afternoon, I would fall asleep. So make sure you incorporate things that you are excited about. I mean, let's say you work remotely and you know, do have certain time off and you really like a video game. Well, don't play that video game in the morning. Don't play it at night. Maybe as soon as you start feeling tired, go on it during that time of day. Not that I want you doing that while you're working remotely, but listen, many of you that work remotely are on your video games. I like watching funny videos, and I like watching these little, and so if I feel like I'm in a slump, I put something, it makes me laugh, and then I'm good to go. Fox News did a piece on this, things that will help you boost your energy. They say consider quitting coffee, which is an also interesting point. If you're using coffee to wake up and then the coffee, the caffeine wears off, what if you don't use coffee to wake yourself up in the morning? What if you have a smoothie? What if you eat a piece of celery? Be nice. Look, I'm just giving you some other options. They're the ones saying no caffeine. I don't mind you having a little caffeine, but I don't want you downing Red Bulls because, yeah, you're going to rebound and get tired. But maybe consider a shower to wake you up. In fact, I think a few of you need to be considering showers. They say resist grazing or food teasing, where you keep reaching in to eat. And I agree with that. Be active after you eat. People think that you can't swim, or that rule, don't go into the pool until you've eaten for an hour, so then the food digests. In fact, many doctors say exercise after you eat because, one, you'll burn the sugar better, and two, you'll keep your activity up. Now, I know we just talked about that parasympathetic system, but if you're really having a fatigue issue, why don't you walk? Walk after lunch. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY. Don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.